Welcome to Sex
and the Sex
in the Sex.
This is Sex and the City podcast. My name's Anna Wolf and I've seen all the episodes of Sex and the City.
My name's Evie Majumdar and I've also seen every episode of Sex and the City.
My name's Jordan Barr and I'm watching for the first time now. Ooh. And we're drinking Guava Cruises, bitch. Not sponsored, but fun.
Everyone hold W Cruise. A moment. Love it. I love it. I do gotta say.
It's hidden. It is
a little bit. I do gotta say, I love the watermelon one more.
Yeah, that's fair.
Crazy. I'm sorry. I did have the second watermelon. No. I said I was sorry before, but yeah.
No, I'm just joking. I do love guava as well. Guava's definitely second best.
It feels like there's tension.
It's an attack on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And now you're drinking the second watermelon cruiser. That's fine.
That's fine. I didn't even buy them. So sorry.
That's fine. No, don't worry. I love guava as well. But anyway, this episode, I love it. I'm so excited to get into it.
Woo woo.
Yay.
Is it your turn to read the synopsis?
It sure is. And I've got
fucking
it up.
A.
Proud okay. of you.
Yeah, I'm prepared. Okay. This is season 6, episode 6 of Sex and the City. It's called Hop, Skip and a Week. And as always, we've got KGF Visas filling us in on IMDb. Okay. Carrie finds being an irreplaceable freelance writer is not an excuse to dodge jury duty. After her breakup with Harry, Charlotte keeps going to synagogue alone, where Jewish ladies warm to match her to their eligible sons, but she dishes neither till Harry reappears. Berger is fed up with disloyal Carrie and the girl's attitude, men are always wrong. Okay. So he decides to take a break from her in the Hamptons. Miranda is made to understand at the law firm her maternal distraction won't be pardoned. At home, Brady seems to feel neglected too. Samantha launches Smith's image as a practically naked perfume poster model, absolute hunk, but he has no confidence even though gays already drool over him.
Does KGF know that absolute is not a perfume? So he said he's a perfume model.
He said he's a perfume model poster. Actually, that's so true.
Oh, that makes okay. KGF is little.
He's on another planet. He's on another planet. He's just like
he's an alien watching.
Very innocent. Mm.
He's an alien watching this. That's a cute way to look.
Also,
at him.
Like, I guess there could be a perfume bottle that's shaped like Absolute.
Yeah.
But I guess it would have to have the little bowl? Like spritz on the top. But it would be like.
It's definitely a vodka.
It's without a doubt a vodka. And they talk about it being a vodka.
Absolutely.
Quite a bit in the show.
And he's a drink.
Yes.
Yes.
So, it's an absolute hunk drink. So, yeah, he's wrong. It's not a perfume model for anyone listening.
Maybe KGF is watching this on, like, double speed or something. Just to smash it out.
His sentences seem to reflect that.
Or maybe he's like,
maybe he's on speed.
Or maybe he's could on be speed. Watching it from in a country where they sort of censor some stuff as well. So they make it like a perfume thing too.
Maybe that actually.
Mm.
Interesting.
Reveal yourself.
I hope one day he does reach out to us. That'll be such a cool ending to the.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That would be beautiful.
That's our next podcast,
Finding KGF.
Like, yeah, we'll get Alexi Toliopoulos involved.
Exactly. Oh my God, wow.
So good.
He probably would do it.
Cam James would help too.
Yeah.
I found Miranda's plotline really great this episode as well. And I also I just think that like mum guilt would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like I just think because it's just so...
You can't win.
Yeah.
No. And I think it just really, there was like a study that came out this week that about like Gen Z's attitudes that are different from millennial attitudes. And the main things were like, they don't want a full-time job. They don't want like 9-to-5 jobs. They want to live in the moment and they don't care about savings and buying houses.
Yeah.
And they also think the world, like 70% of them think that the world will end in their lifetime. So they've got a real like live in the moment kind of vibe.
Am I fucking Gen Z?
Yeah.
I think you're Gen Z. I've told you that from the start, from when we established I'm 2 months older than you. But yeah, I think that's so, it's like, I think we're all kind of a little bit that. And also,
Lily Allen said that thing. Lily Allen was on this interview and apparently she got hate for it, which was like,
no,
weird.
She's just fucking speaking the truth.
Yeah. Like, she was just like, oh no, having kids, my kids ruined my career. My
they
pop
did.
Career.
They did.
Which
they
is do. Again, I'm like, and then I remember I didn't want to thought because I didn't want to give it like attention, but I feel like there was like one TikToker that was like, because like maybe you've read a quote or something about her saying it and was kind of just like, hey, she shouldn't have said this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, that's like, she's like saying, I love my kids. They, you know, complete me or whatever, but they absolutely ruined my career. And it reminded me of when my mom got like awarded a award. I've probably already talked about it on the podcast, but I don't want to go into it because I just keep divulging too much information about my family. And like there was this big event for her for winning it or getting it from all of her work or whatever. And she didn't thank anyone in her family which I thought was fantastic because she achieved everything that she achieved in spite of being a mother of a lot of kids and doing most of the work for the kids and all that kind of stuff. Like we didn't help her. It's annoying that mums have to be like, oh, and of course I thank my kids, unless you're like Emma Stone or whatever in that thing. That's fine. Cause it's, whatever. But I mean but in terms of for your career, cause it's
totally.
If you're living in the real world, they take all that, that's why, women get paid less as well, because there's an assumption that they have to rear the children.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah.
Think it's just time to be honest about it. Yeah. It's just we should stop being, because I think Miranda's situation here is just telling of that time where even the way that it was shown, it just reminded me of her. That's when she's here's the baby and I'm running out the door and all of that stuff is just very 90s, women can work and can do it all. And maybe we even needed to have that for a bit so that men could even fucking let us work. So
yeah, absolutely.
If we went in straight away with we're not working and we're not raising the kids. I mean, we're working and we're not raising the kids. We probably wouldn't even have riots at this
point. I think it's interesting. Again, my mom is always ugh, you don't know what busy is, blah, blah, blah. Imagine working full time, having three kids and then taking them to all their sporting, it took us to three different types of sports, piano lessons, all that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Because you love your kids.
And also priding yourself on being a good parent, in terms of being I want to give my kids these opportunities or I want to, even if it means I'm not sleeping, I want to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Which was great. I benefited from that so much. But it also makes me be fuck, that's shit.
No, it's crazy.
It's crazy totally. That he did that.
It is it's the thing when we think about, I was remembering, we used to say that periods didn't affect us.
Oh my God.
They'll fucking take that and run with it, won't they?
Yeah.
We used to just be no, I can get everything done while I've got my, no matter what, I'm still the same person.
Yes. You should get compensation.
Yeah,
from the government for having our periods.
100%. It changes you. It is, it's wild.
And also why it's such a fucking patriarchal system where it's that's seen as it's for maybe 1 week, maybe one day in a month, I might have cramps and maybe I might need to not be a fucking bulldozer.
Yeah.
And it's everyone's that's such a weakness. We'd it's never so, get a CEO that's got a period. It's maybe we should fucking change the system so you don't have to be that.
Also it's but women were for the most part, historically, especially in businesses, work twice as hard anyway so they can get ahead. So it's hey, maybe for this week when I have my period, I work like a man.
Yeah.
And also it's frustrating too because, I get PMS and all that kind of shit, right? And I'll just be really grumpy and really pissed off at certain things, but it doesn't make me fucking hysterical. It might make me, at times, I'll still, if I have to do something, I'll fucking do it. You know what I mean? Sometimes I do just, my energy is so low that I literally would just lie on the, I feel I can't get out of bed or whatever. Yeah. But if I have to go do something, I do fucking do it and I get through it. But maybe I'm not going to be sunshine and, roses during that time. Yeah. And that also shows sexism towards women. It's you're in a mood. It's so what? So you are in a mood because, someone parked in your car space.
Yeah.
Grow up.
I know. And it's so sad to see Miranda having to stretch everything because she is doing, she does have Magda, so she's got her privileges, but the sadness of Brady just crying and the guilt that she must be feeling. And no one really talks to her
about
it.
That's also why it's sexist towards men too in terms of paternal, especially in America, paternal leave. Oh my God. It's crazy how men should have, fathers should have the same amount as maternal leave just so they can be there to support their spouse or in case the, there's a, for whatever reason, it's crazy that that doesn't exist. And it's so, it's sexist because it's seen as it's sexist.
Role.
Yeah. And it's sexist for men too, being oh, well, what are you going to be doing? It's I'm going to be taking care of my child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've got a new baby. Why shouldn't I be at home for however amount of time to take care of them? Ridiculous.
It is wild. And it is and then when she was negotiating, so eventually she's fighting to stay
as a partner.
As a partner and she's fighting to remain I guess relevant and an important player at the firm in spite of the fact that she is suffering at home and she's struggling. And then she
And the only ways that she's shown that is that she's been late for work like twice.
Exactly.
And that bitch is like keeping track, the like work woman. It's like,
oh my God. That look she shares with her was so just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Which like, is like, thanks. Yeah.
Whatever your name is.
Keeping track.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Really. For thanks for looking out for me.
Traitor.
Yeah.
It is bullshit. And then it's like, cause it's also just, I'm sure in this scenario, and it's not like not all women are going to have babies, but I think that like in that moment, it was because that woman appeared to be a little bit younger than Miranda as well. Just being like,
just wait, bitch.
Yeah. Wait. You fucking wait. You think you got this.
Yeah.
And then when she comes back to negotiate, what blew my mind, which I was like, America is insane. Yeah. When she's negotiating her hours down to 55 hours a week. I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's so crazy. And lawyers, I think there is like a toxic law culture here as well.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Which is crazy. But I'm like, it's also like, as a performer, you just don't get money. So it's just like, you just have to like, just not work for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah.
Or ever again.
Yeah, you just can't go back to your career.
You can't just like bring your kid to set. Yeah.
Truly.
But yeah, it's crazy, that whole storyline. And also just the fact that, so her worth is in terms of like her worth at the company is the time in which she comes into work and leaves work. And I feel like since COVID and stuff, we've seen a big shift with like, it's the quality of work you do. It's like how you're contributing to the team. It's like that kind of stuff. It's not just like, oh, you're 5 minutes late. Especially for like a lawyer's work, which so much of it is like doing cases, like researching all this kind of stuff that requires like a lot of time, regardless. You work at home, you work everywhere, all that kind of shit. So if you're 5 minutes late, like if you have to leave early or whatever, you still have to get the work done. And she is getting the work done. She had her Pelican brief or whatever the fuck she was talking about.
Yeah.
She was like on top of all that stuff and all of her case files were fine and all of her, you know, probably commission or like whatever, like, you know, charging clients and all that kind of shit was all fine. So it's like, oh, what? I was late. Yes, I've given birth. And she said she came back the day after her mum died. And also, I'm pretty sure she's come back to work like 2 weeks after her kid was born or something crazy.
America's a whole other ball game. Like the amount of
they're just gaslighting cunts.
Yeah. It's really bad.
That was such a like huge moment when she turned around and be like, don't forget when my mum died, I was back on Monday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh fuck.
Miranda.
And it's just like, and you dread to think like how much of that is like the norm as well.
Oh, it is. Don't they just not have holidays?
My auntie used to get like 4 days a year. It was like crazy. It was like when we were younger, they could only go to India for like 6 days or something because that was like all their leave in the year.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah. It's like
I remember when we were in the States and we would tell people how long we were there for and people could not believe it because they were like, what do you mean? How are you? And we were working casually, so it wasn't like we were taking leave or anything like that, but they literally just couldn't fathom it.
At any job, you'd have like, 2 weeks annual leave, right?
Yeah.
At least. You usually get 3, I think. Is it?
I don't know. Well, teachers are different too.
No, I think normal people.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you get 4 weeks leave and 4 weeks, then 8 days sick leave.
Yeah, okay. I think it's 4 weeks.
Yeah. And that includes Christmas leave.
And you can add up your annual leave if you want to go on a holiday and like blah, blah, blah.
It depends what work policy.
Yeah.
Some people don't let you just add it up year after year.
Just let them.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just like keep taking leave here and there.
Also, I just feel like workplaces are so toxic in terms of it's like I've worked at hospital places and one of my supervisors hated me because I had hurt my back and was sick, like, or sick or something, and I didn't go into work. And I really like this person, but it was just shows the mentality of like working. But she had been dealing with all this endo issue, like all these issues, but was like pressured by the owners to come into work or whatever. And then she was mad, and then she was getting shit from the owners. So therefore, she was like mad at me for taking sick days off, but I was sick. But it's like, no, they're not on your side. And I actually ended up having that conversation with her because she's much younger than me. But like that was, you know, like above me. But I was just like, no, like it's fine that we're sick. So we're doing that.
Yeah.
It's fucked how you're getting treated. It's not like
on me.
It's not on me. You yeah. should be treated that way. They're being fucked to you and you're getting resentful of me, but you should be getting resentful of them.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for people who are, who become like the horse in Animal Farm where they're yeah. just like working. So like, I remember there was this person that I worked with before COVID and they were getting paid less hourly than me because they got duped into like a part-time contract that was actually a fuck around. And then they would stay later. They would do all this extra work and stuff like that. And then they were kind of like a martyr about it. And I used to roll my eyes because I'd be like, no one's rewarding you for this. And this place doesn't give a shit about you. And then like, lo and behold, we were fired on the same cameraless Skype call in 2020.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it was just like
Skype.
A Skype call of all things.
It's like, come on.
And it was just like, they don't fucking care about you.
No, they will replace you in a second.
Yeah.
But I was really cute where I used to work. There was I'm just going through a couple of weeks of like really missing my old manager just because he was like the best. And there's something to be said about a community organization that like he's just like so smart, had training, had like actual training to be a manager. And he like one time we had a group that came in as a three to do like a program. And like we were like running on like smell of an oily rag kind of thing. But one of them got endo pain and they couldn't come in for like, I think 2 or 3 days of the week. And usually, you know, it's like casual, so you don't get paid for that. But he's like, oh, I just know that endo pain's like really bad. So I reckon just like pay them the full, just don't worry about it. And I'm like, you're just like the best. I fucking love you. And it's just like lead, even though you're not changing a whole reform or system, it's just like those small things just matter. And it's like,
employees. Like, and like, I'll
take that as an example. The next time there's someone like that that I'm dealing with, I'll just be like, yeah, it actually is like really hard. I mean, like, not that I wouldn't have anyway, but just, it's just like reinforcing that you can actually be a good person within a fuck system.
And also every single person who has had endo has been gaslit by the entire world.
Totally.
Because like, there should be way more knowledge about all that kind of stuff. Cause you just, it's fucked. It's like cancer. It's literally like you're having, you can go into your lung. It's cancer. Like it's you should be treated similarly to if you had cancer that it's cancer. Like it's essentially cancer. It's crazy how much women with endo or that's people with endo through. Like suffer. And this person I know, just suffered a lot from the workplace and they just did not understand. And they were kind of like, oh, she's always sick. Yeah. And it's like, she is
chronic illness.
Chronically. Yeah. Like she like had to be on these. Anyway, I don't actually need to go into some of my information, but it was just so fucked. Like the lack of humility. And it was a lot of men who were running this workplace. Mm. So it's like, you actually have no fucking idea. I don't have endo. I have no idea how it would feel, but I can
imagine.
I've had, you know, bad period cramps, you know what I mean? And that's nothing like that. It's completely different. You have to get surgery, but I'm like, me being like, it's horrible to have period cramps. Imagine having endo where your like cells are growing on, like connecting to like different parts of your organs and you have to have these like, and you're bleeding constantly and you have to be on this hardcore medication and you have to get surgery every like 5 years to get it out of your body. It's insane. Anyway, whatever. It's just like makes me so mad. So that's good that you're boss.
Yeah. I've been like, thinking a little bit about like men who stand out as like, just like, I'm like,
you're,
as you guys
like
know,
smart. It's like, he's
really
dumb.
Smart. Like I actually had dinner with a friend who's like an awesome guy as well. And like, I was just like blown because he wants to have a kid, but he's like working out his own life, but he wants to have a kid one day and was talking about, he's just like, I've just been like reading some like books on like child development. And just like, I was like, wow. I've like literally never heard a guy our age say anything like that. And he's like, you know, cause like I could like plan out the leave to be like this so that my partner could do this. It's like, I was like, are you like from the fucking future or something? Like, I literally never heard anyone speak like this. I don't know if I just haven't, I don't know. What do you guys ever heard guys talk? I was just like,
no.
I
met this is
I've my heard, old boss and my friend are probably the two guys with that kind of like extra element of like maybe like just like empathy and like actual like thinking practically not, in an empathetic way,
thinking practically and logically. I got my marina put in today and my copper ID taken out, blah blah blah, so I had to get put under for that anyway, and I didn't sleep much the night before, just giving context to the situation. But when I came home, I was being a cunt. Like I'm not just to one of my friends was talking about her friend who really is a dude and he really wants to have kids. He's like would be in a male relationship with someone and he's not in a relationship right now, but he's just like, and I was being like really unfair in terms of being like, oh, does he? Like, let's think about it in terms of, are you actually thinking, like, do you just want kids for the idea of having this, like, family thing? Are you pragmatically thinking about what that is? And then it was also this idea of wanting to, like I've heard another dude kind of being like, oh, as who is gay, I wish I could give, get pregnant and give birth and have a kid kind of thing. Mm. And again, it was just like this like cis gay dude saying that. And I'm like, you don't even know what that is. Like,
it's a lead up to it, bro. Like,
yeah, shut the fuck up. And it makes me so mad because I'm like, I just like, if you don't know, yeah, you don't, and also how dare you say that in a way, because I'm like, the terror of every person I know who could get pregnant, like their entire lives, that being such a huge, that's, you know, which has made us go on birth control, which has changed our entire bodies, which has changed our mindset, which has changed all this kind of stuff. Mm. The fear, like, it's such a, like, it's insulting to kind of fucking say that, because you don't know the privilege it is to like not be able to
worry about that's so interesting.
Like, and for you, it's like, yes, you'd want to be able to get pregnant, but would you want the periods? Would you want like all that kind of stuff? Imagine, like, think about all the women who can't, or the people that can't get pregnant, who have had to deal with all the periods and pain and all like polycystic ovaries and like, and then are infertile but want kids. Like, that's so, I just think it's such a short-sighted like way of, I just think you can't understand. It just makes me mad thinking about it. I haven't
really thought about it with the other stuff. Like, yeah, obviously you do. It's like, I'm related to,
not, I don't want to sound like a turf or anything, but this person's up. But it was just like, especially like a person who has no, is just like a,
if you're just
a
gay
cis male person and they're just saying it and like
talking about it like a baby is something you get.
Yes,
but also,
exactly.
I do see, not to be on their side, but I do see, because my other friend, when I was talking about this friend who was talking about,
again, I was saying I was being a cunt because I was still coming, like the anesthesia was still on me. So I was being, and literally the person I was like talking to was like, I think you need to grab a nap.
I think, so the other perspective is like, I think they haven't, I would bet that they haven't thought about all the other stuff that comes with like the ability to be pregnant. But my friend, when I was explaining the friend who I dinner with's situation, she was like, oh, that's like really cool. Sorry, maybe just bleep. Okay, maybe not. Okay.
You don't have to say the name.
She's not going to be listening to this. All I'm saying is that she was just like, oh, well, like some men can find themselves in the situation where they like want to be a dad, but actually if like they split up or like, separation from the partner,
slightly more complicated. Yes.
Then men actually have little power most of the time in like being able to keep. So you could end up like just having separation from the kid that you wanted because the mom's like separated from you and you just like don't end up being in that kid's life.
No, that's bullshit.
Don't you reckon?
No, but no, that's bullshit though. Because if you're, I if, think, no, as in like legally, if you are, I don't know about all this, and we probably should move on.
I've heard,
totally.
So people, like particularly men or people without uteruses acting like it's, just like talking about surrogacy or talking about and just being like, there's someone, there's something, and I'm sure they've thought about it to a certain degree, but there is like, there's a way that they talk about it sometimes where you're just like, well, if you're going to do that, start thinking now.
Yeah, or
so like it's like it's still
your body clock's going. By the way, like
or like
if you're gonna do that, how are you gonna go? Like, okay, if you could give birth, right? How are you gonna explain that to your work? Are you gonna be able to go back to your job? Are you worried about dying? Are you gonna get gestational like whatever diabetes? Is your abdomen gonna rip apart? How are you gonna deal with the body image issues after that? Are your teeth gonna fall out? Are your hair gonna fall out? Are you gonna have a heart condition now from this? Are you gonna be bedridden for 6 months because you've slipped disc? Sorry, I'm obviously just like, I'm on a roll. I've been like this a lot. I'm not saying this to you, but I'm just like saying it in general. It just like makes me fucking mad. Like it just makes me so mad because I just, especially these like, just these certain types of men, like, I'm not saying just all gay men. I'm just saying like, I'm not saying it like that's a specific type. Just like some people, the way that they romanticize this kind of stuff makes me be like, you have.
Birth is gory.
It's awful. And you might, like, so many people I know have nearly died in birth.
Yeah.
So.
Nope, it doesn't sound that fun.
But it also, birth can be, but also in saying that, when my mom gave birth, someone else I know, it was my mom? I don't know, she was like Someone was like, glorious. Yeah. I'd give birth 1,000 times. I want to have all the babies in the world. So that's also hormones. I think
it's like the best and the worst thing, because I feel like kids are just more attached to their mum. Sorry to generalize, maybe not all the time, but I feel like babies definitely. So I just feel like in some ways that would be cool, but in other ways it's like I just don't trust unless I feel like I'm not going to have kids unless someone really lays down and like fine thought how they're going to be there and like, if they've shown that they've kept to their word before.
Yeah. Just basically, 100%.
Like, I'm not fucking doing 90% of the work. Like,
No. I think that, like, I think it all makes sense. I think the idea makes sense as well, but then I just find it kind of short-sighted. But I also think that, you know, I think being able to create a child would be sick. Yeah. But it's just also, there's a lot of stuff that comes with that I think sometimes gets not thought of.
But it'd be so weird being like, we fucked and made this.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be kind of magic though, in a way.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
But then like
alien.
Are you thinking about that kid?
What do you mean?
While you're fucking the kid? Well, some people do that.
I guess you have to when you're doing fucking like IVF or whatever.
Oh yeah, they gotta do like, it's like, I'm ovulating now, let go.
Some people literally do that though. They're like, it's like a kink or whatever, where they're like, I'm gonna impregnate you.
That's
like,
what my first boyfriend used to say.
Oh my god,
like, you're gonna be such a good mom. I'm like, I'm fucking 17 years old, can you shut up? I agree with him.
You would be.
You would be a great mom.
I don't say it to you in that context, for sure. I do, yeah, I feel for Miranda. Right, I think she's in. But no, but I think single moms in general are in an impossible position. The benefit for Miranda is that she is in a high paying job.
And
Steve, she can call on Steve to babysit or whatever the fuck he does.
Yeah, because he's just playing basketball, I guess. Mm. Whatever. Totally, like. Yeah. And they also have opposing hours. Like, he owns a bar.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They should continue to co-parent.
Yeah, why is Magda there all the time anyway?
Well, I think... I mean,
Steve could... I guess he wants his own life or whatever, but...
Do you reckon they have a custody agreement sorted out?
No.
Surely, if she's a lawyer.
I don't think so. I think they've talked about something. Because also she said when she got pregnant, she was like, don't worry, I'm just going to have it, right?
Yeah, she did.
You don't have to be a part of it.
And he said he wanted to be. That's true.
Fair. But yeah, I just thought that storyline really stood out, and it like also like reminded me of my mom just a lot, just being like, fucking hell, the amount of times like I could imagine me just like running so late and her being like, I have to fucking go. And like, we used to fight all the time, and I used to send her messages being like, hope that meeting went well. Cause you just made me, you made your daughter hate you.
Oh my god, what? You're running like for what? Like stuff you're dropping.
Yeah, I was a cunt to mom and to dad.
That is so funny. Because I never saw the side of you, because obviously you're my like, I just see your phone messages to your parents, but I think it's so funny that you were like, you've ruined my life, you fucking cunt. Like,
oh, just like, it was just so emotional and so stupid. And then I would feel bad immediately then be like, oh, this is fine.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it was fine. Like, mom and I used to just fight all the time because we're both hot-headed, you know? And it was like, but then it's so funny because like now we never fight. And also I don't like fighting with anyone because I'm like, I fought all the way through my childhood. Like I don't want to fight anymore.
Bitch to my mom as well, because she like learned to drive really late. And
oh, true.
She was like always like walking us to school. And then like the school was like 10 minutes walk away. So it was like literally fine. But then like if we were running late, I'd be like, why can't you drive already? This is your fault.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm trying.
And it is just like, it's that thing.
No,
bitch,
like fucking wake up like 5 minutes earlier, you stupid idiot.
What's that? It's like, I definitely didn't need TikTok for this, but I do think it's a nice sum up of the vibe when you grow up and you're just like, when you realize that your mom was just a girl too, and you're like, oh God,
I know.
She's fucking going through it.
It's like, seriously, yeah, it would be hard to have that.
I feel like I didn't ever fight with my like mom or anything like that because, I think, I don't know, she's scary.
Well, she's a lawyer. She's good at fighting.
Yeah.
You knew, you were like, it's not worth the trouble.
Yeah. Well, no, I think also because maybe my brother fought a lot with my parents. So I saw that and I was like, I'm going to be the good kid. And then I remember my mom being like, you're the only sane child or whatever. And then I remember when I started feeling a bit depressed or whatever, I was like, I can't tell her because I'm going to let her down.
So you have to be the bright one.
Yeah.
No, that's fucked.
I was the dumb fun one.
What do we think about Charlotte going to this like singles evening?
That was funny. Who's she going on a date with? So she went on the the tension rising with Carrie and
Bertha. Yeah.
It's interesting. And that awkward date. So Charlotte's been set up by like everyone that's Jewish in her church, yes, which is so sort of funny. And when she's trying to escape that date, and she's so beautiful, she like just like looks stunning and all of this. When she's having that really awkward date in the restaurant.
I loved her little dive into the booth with Berger and Carrie. I thought it was so funny. Cute. I was
she
like,
looked amazing.
She looked so stunning. And when she goes back to the table to that guy, and he's like, I just ordered the bread and they said it's coming. And she's like,
mm-hmm. She's so lovely to it.
I know. And she's like, oh my God, something bad has happened. And she did that like set up with the something bad has happened phone call. So perfect.
But yeah, her storyline's really funny in this. And I think that's, is that all the dates? Because we see one other guy, the hot one. She's getting.
Isn't there a gay one?
Oh, the gay one.
She dates a gay guy.
Like, I'm gay. I know it. You know it.
Yeah. The only one who doesn't know is my mother.
Yeah. Yes. And
but they're getting along great.
Yeah. Because he wants to meet the absolute hunk.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. But yeah, then there's the Berger. So yeah, what does Berger say in this situation when Charlotte, like Carrie and Berger have been like tense this entire time? And then is something that Shark coming in or whatever, and Berger's like, give the guy a chance or something like that.
Everything, he's just getting really just like more and more unattractive. He just keeps getting really
defensive.
So Charlotte brings over defensive. Charlotte says that he brought her carnations, which I was also like, I mean, like I get Berger's point. It's like, he got you some flowers, like chill out. You know, we're just used to being treated like trash over here.
yeah, oh my God.
And she's like, it's full of flowers, it's gross or whatever. And he's like, fuck, we can't do anything right. But he says something cutting to her. He says something like, you loved the lifestyle he gave you or something like that, I think, from.
Yeah.
Well, it was like, his comment was like, it was like that thing where it was like such an example of where Carrie and Berger were at, where it was like a light comment. Like he meant like, we can't do anything right. I'm sure I didn't read it initially as a bad thing, but Carrie immediately was like,
don't say that to her.
Yeah. And then he bit back and was like, I can't remember exactly what he said.
I can't say anything right or something like that.
Yeah. And it just like, it was one of those things where it was like, oh, nah. Like it just got nasty immediately because they're both just, Berger is, it's something that he could say with vitriol. In that moment he didn't, but Carrie picked that up because she's so used to him being so cutting and so nasty.
Yeah.
And it was amazing watching Charlotte just being like, Also, they had Cosmos with like a full wedge of lime in it. Like usually it's like a slice or like a little thin wedge, but it was like truly a quarter of a fucking lime in that thing.
Delicious. What about when he tells her to, when she's like ordering, she's like, I'm really allergic to parsley. Oh. And she's like, and can you just make sure? And she was like taking forever and he's like, all right, no parsley, we get it. But I was like, wow, Berger, that's like, stop, telling her, shut up.
Because also you're embarrassing her in front of, I mean, like, yeah, it's so fucking annoying that she did that. And also who doesn't like parsley? It's parsley's like, delicious.
I was going to say, I was like, parsley's got to be one of my top three herbs.
I would just eat it. Like I feel like it's like a lettuce.
And yeah. Like she's like, can you go to the chef and ask if the sauce has parsley?
It is so fucking annoying.
It's like, shut up, Carrie, fucking eat your sauce. Like, yeah. Chill out.
You can't taste the parsley. No. It tastes like pepper. Like it's like nothing. Exactly. It's not coriander. Do they just write that wrong? Oh my God.
I wonder if they did. But also I think they were like, it needed to be something that you could find in stuff.
Mm. Oh, and I guess during this time, parsley was on it, everything.
I've never met anyone who doesn't like parsley.
No, I've met people that don't like coriander. But
I've got the soap mouth coriander, but I will eat it anyway.
Oh, I'm not coriander.
I'm not a pussy, and I know I'm wrong. Like I know that it's just like something's wrong with my taste, like buds with that kind of shit. But like I will just eat it because it's because I don't want to be like, I want to pick it out.
Yeah,
My mom was too scary for that again.
Yeah, she'd be
like, you eat what I give you.
Literally, but yeah, it was awkward because it was like. Carrie was kind of annoying in that moment, but he made it worse.
To be shut up by like,
like he gets it.
Yeah. You've got to be supportive to your partner. And if you have an issue with Carrie making such a big deal about that after the dinner, you can be like, hey, when we're at restaurants and you're talking to the wait staff in that kind of way, it makes me feel really anxious. Could you like order while I'm in the bathroom so I don't have to deal with that?
Yeah.
Whatever. Like that's fine. I get that. But it's like just, You can't, yeah. don't snap.
Or just be like, why are you so assertive with the parsley thing? Because I feel like you maybe have come off rude in that situation. Is there, and then she could have been like, oh, look, if I don't say I'm allergic to it, then it goes and stuff. And then I just don't enjoy my meal. And if I'm paying for it, I'd like to enjoy it. Oh my God, easy conversation done in the safety of your own home to fucking do it in that way that was so like claws out, you know?
Yeah, so right. Have a prior conversation, be like, look, this is something I do at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's a big difference from when he first met her friends and they were all like laughing at his jokes and all of that. And now
It was great. Charlotte just being like, I have to go.
Yeah, she's like,
she just couldn't handle it.
And also being like, Charlotte thought that she was on the worst date, but really now she's on the worst date.
She had two bad dates tonight. Which is full on.
It's a shame that she had to leave because she did look so hot. I hope she went out clubbing or something.
Don't think so. She probably just went home. But
masturbated with her rabbit or whatever.
Drew that. And then she eventually, so she goes on these like this dud date, this gay guy date. And then she goes to this singles event where she's supposed to meet David, somebody else's son from the synagogue.
He was hot.
He was hot. And he seemed fun. He was like, well, do you want to go home and have sex?
For you, I'm pretty sure.
Is he?
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure him and Mariska Hargitay are together in real life.
Oh, really? Okay, love that.
If he was like, do you want to go home and have sex to me? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. But it was great. And then there's these like two women who should have a spin-off at the at the singles event who were like, there's nobody, everybody here is bald and short. Yes. And then like Charlotte was looking for her baldy.
Oh, it's so cute.
And then he's there.
Oh my God.
The seas part. And we see
I Harry. Cried a little. I think I cried when I was watching that.
It is beautiful. It was so cute. And he's like, of all the synagogues, whatever, had to walk into mine.
Classic.
So good.
And just like him being like, how you been? And her being like, bad.
Oh, that was so cute and so dramatic, but I'm like,
it's beautiful. I'm getting like actual goosebumps for the moment. It's so, because like his anger or whatever, like it's just melted away completely.
They're just sad without each other
and they're just kind and
and they like, I think Harry went, he didn't go to that singles event, he went to that singles event because he wanted to see Charlotte.
Obviously he has the ring.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know. I thought, because at the time I was thinking, he must have got the ring after that. I thought in my mind he was just holding her hand.
Oh.
But no, I just wasn't looking. I was like, what a beautiful spontaneous proposal.
I'm pretty sure he has a ring.
No. It makes more sense that he has a ring on him. It makes more sense.
Does he have the ring on him?
I don't know. I don't think I looked.
In my head, he does.
I thought he did, but maybe not. I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll confirm next episode.
Yeah.
But I think you guys might be right. But that ring is fucking huge. That's a rock.
And that's it's a layered diamond.
This whole time. I love the other women at the synagogue event being like, we got to come to more of these. I know. Whatever.
Yeah. That was funny.
Also,
was
it's just funny too that they were saying all the baldy stuff and then they're like,
yeah.
Actually, I desperately want to get married.
I want that. Finally.
It was cute. And then Charlotte is kind of dealing with the fact that she's been engaged before. And
that's not the next episode.
And then that's it. That's that on that.
What about
that's
Samantha? We got
Samantha.
Samantha starts to help the absolute hunk who is she says one of the most iconic lines in the whole series.
Yes,
here.
She does.
So she puts Jared, what's his name?
Jerry.
Smith. Well, like has he changed his name at this point yet?
Oh, don't know. Jared Smith.
His last name's Smith and his first name's Jared. Yeah.
Oh yes, that's right.
She was calling him Jerry for ages, but
Jerry
that was wrong.
Smith. No, it was right. But then he changed his name to Smith Jared.
So she's put him on this massive billboard and posted a whole campaign where he's pretty much naked and there's like an absolute vodka bottle as
tilted to the sign. She's tilted to the sign like a penis. Yeah.
And I feel like this shows her to be, because you know how like marketing, she's obviously like really good at her job because she's like taking a risk and like she just like has confidence and knows what, because I guess at the start everyone's like, this is weird and it's pretty much porn and what the hell are you doing? But she knows, and she says the iconic line, first come the gays, then come the girls, and then come the industry.
Never a truer word has
never
been said.
Never a truer word. So smart.
Also was great because Smith Jared, I think, is his name at this point. Yeah. But he was like, what has this got to do with acting? You know what I mean? He's like, this is isn't real. People are going to make fun of me. People think I'm a sellout, that kind of thing. And I think it's just so nice to see Samantha in her element, knowing exactly what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah.
And also, isn't it crazy how, and I think this is actually how the industry works, you could just, if someone's hot enough, just handpick them to be fucking.
Totally.
Oh, they do. Yeah, absolutely.
Always. It doesn't actually, yeah, it all like revolves around that.
I know.
You sometimes I don't see it as obviously now, but I swear I used to see TV shows and things like that that would only have like a couple of seasons and the lead would just be like a beautiful girl. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or like they'll be in movies and stuff like that and you're like, we're waiting for something to like happen, but it's not quite clicking.
Yeah.
Because they're just, yeah. Because they're hot and they're probably great people, but they're missing that thing. But they could, but then at the same time,
you could have
something.
Leo DiCaprio or something.
Well, yeah. I forget, but it was like literally during the 50s. There was I've forgotten which old famous Hollywood actor it was, but they used to call her Sweater Girl because it was just, she was just like 16 and she like walked into like said, like she was like someone's daughter or someone's sister.
Oh my God.
And she just looked fucking amazing in a sweater. And then from then on, they just like hired her for movies and like she's actually a famous movie star now,
but oh
like
my that's god
she got her break
that's was so just like funny she's
hot. Yeah,
oh my god, love that.
Like you should see her in a sweater, like just constantly obsessed.
I do
but then we also see Smith Jared yeah, the gays love him and they're
and then schoolgirls are obsessed with him as well.
She meant like actual girls, like schoolgirls.
That fucking gaggle of gay men at the bar was so funny, just like all waving their martinis at him, just like
Samantha's so on board.
Yes, it was great. And so like it's working. Like whether the acting stuff will come, chill, don't worry. Also, you'll find something.
You're not that good of an actor. You're fine.
No. Yeah.
I mean, she did listen to him in his play the last episode or the episode before where she actually listened to his monologue because the whole industry was there and she was like, wow, no, it is beautiful or whatever. but it was fine. It was just him being like,
the rain
drips
the
down.
Dips. Yeah.
The dust bowl. So when funny. Will my youth end? Like that kind of thing. I love those kind of plays. He's just hot. He does look so fucking hot in that poster. Yeah. My God.
An absolute poster.
And it feels gay. Like it feels like gay, like gay men and a gays. And I love it. It's so hot.
Totally.
It looks like he's like writhing in a way. He's got his arm behind his head. He's like, ooh, like it's just.
And he's in the middle of Times Square.
Huge.
Holy shit.
It's huge. She's pulled the strings well.
She's done a good job.
Circling back to Berger and Carrie, because at the end of this date.
Oh my God.
They have that conversation in the car where it's like, don't do that in front of my friends and stuff like that, which is exactly what we were saying before.
Yeah.
Because it's just like
a stranger.
Anyone. That sad line is when she's like, when did you stop being on my team? And then he's like, when did you stop being on my team? And I think that's when you kind of know you're on the rocks.
When did she stop being on his team though?
I think that's his misconception that he's taking it as like, you're making me feel emasculated and like, I'm not good enough. God. And like, nothing. He's just kind of like, that's what this KGF did have a point when he's like, the girl's attitude that men are always wrong. Or like, I guess if you're like that way inclined and you already feel like a little man, you might be like, what, I can't even buy you flowers. And there was something else that they said at the dinner. I just can't remember. It was like, they bought you flowers or they bought you something else or something else. It's just kind of like everywhere you go.
He can't get this right. He can't get that right.
Like, give up with you girls. Like, it's too hard.
You're right. It's such a misconception. I feel like so many men take things like that, whether it's like, I guess we can't do anything. It's like, just actually listen to what we're saying.
It's
like,
a reflection and also, on where they're at.
Yeah. And also like, maybe you like carnations. Like maybe you as a man like carnations. Mm. That's a taste thing. You know what I mean?
It doesn't take much. It's like, oh, okay. So what Berger could have taken from that conversation was Carrie thinks the carnations are coming back.
Yeah.
Charles doesn't like carnations.
Yeah. That's literally it. But then you put it all on yourself. Like, yeah. And then you put it all on your gender. And then you put it all on women.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry that women are different.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry that have people different people. Are different.
Yeah,
I think it's been a slow build. Like, I think he feels like some sort of hick because, like, we've already had the scrunchie incident and then this carnations. And then I remember that start of the episode, she's getting dropped off with jury duty. And then she's like, oh, I thought you were going to write today. And I think there is like a tone of like, like, oh, I'm worried about you. Like, because I've asked questions like that before where it's just like, oh, I thought you were going to like do this thing, which you should be doing to like make your dreams come true. But he's like, I was like, what do you think? I'm just going to sit around all day.
Weirdly, I do understand his like weird defensiveness of that, because I feel like I get a bit like that too.
Yeah.
And, well, that's why I don't talk about what I'm doing with anyone, just because if someone's like, well, it's also that if someone tells me to do something, I don't, especially when you're already doing it. It's Alex and I talk about that all the time. Like if one of us is like, oh, could you pick that up? And like the other person was like, I was literally just going to do that. Then the other person's like, I am so sorry. Because we know that it's so annoying. It's not that, it's no one's fault. It's just like horrible.
Yeah,
but in saying that, he's, how he responded to that was ridiculous.
I think he's
such a drama queen.
He's not in a good place. And because the episode before he's just like lost his book deal or whatever, he's like already starting off in that way. She's probably already worried about him because she's like, okay, like, why is an imbalance crazy here?
Yeah.
Also, they have that Hollywood kiss thing, right?
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird. That reminds me of yeah, if I used to like it's the same thing as like if you were grumpy or if you're fighting with your parents and they'd be like, give us a smile.
Yeah.
Come on, smile for us. It's the same kind of like, I don't fucking want to.
I don't
want to
do a freaking Hollywood kiss in front of the freaking office.
Especially because they like, it wasn't resolved in a weird way. Ugh. Like there's one thing to hug or to embrace or to have some kind of connection of being like, we're having an argument or like we're having a disagreement.
I still appreciate it. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. To be like, let's have a Hollywood kiss, which is also hilarious because it's like, oh, it's fake.
Yeah. A Hollywood kiss is so fake.
Yeah.
And I feel like her way of like, so in Jury Duty, Carrie watches a man take out a mango from his briefcase, which is weird for her. And reminds me of something that happened at the library that I'll tell you guys about. Then she tells Berger and he's like, you need to like, none of the jokes are just like, it's not a joke, but it's like, he's like, if you see a pineapple, that's going to be crazy. And she's like, oh my God, crazy. And then at the end, when the guy takes out a coconut and they've had their separation. Wait, sorry. I feel like I'm jumping ahead.
No, that's fine. But you can still talk about it.
They had their separation. And she's like, there's only one person who's going to understand this, which I totally get the sentiment. It's just funny that it's just like,
it's nothing as well.
It's like, that's one tiny thing in the fleck of like this massive issue that you all have.
You didn't share that with anyone else. No, you didn't try.
That's why there's one person. I'm sure your girlfriend would be. Okay, no, it was just reminding me of just like seeing like random freaks in like public places. At the library, and I was trying to be like, okay, it's good. I'll like study here, like write jokes or whatever. And then I walked in, and I haven't been in a library sitting down in my like new place for a while. And this guy was like literally on one side of me. He had no shoes. Like he was like normally dressed, but had no shoes on.
Right.
Like just taking his shoes off in a public place. And then he got out. He was just like kind of was just like had this like weird vibe. And then he got out a 2-liter bottle of like warm milk and was just like drinking it like from the carton at the desk.
Is that an arousal thing or something by feeling everyone else feel uncomfortable? It's like an exhibitionist weird thing.
It's
so
fucking
weird.
It's like, why are you in a suit drinking like freaking 2 liters of milk? And I was like, this guy's a freak. And I don't want to sit. That's like the only desk next
to
them.
Doesn't it make you like in some situation?
Summer.
I know.
In summer, like don't drink warm milk from a freaking carton. It's weird.
In some of those situations, it like makes you, it does make you feel like fucking sick. What are you like getting? Are you getting off by doing this?
Yeah.
And then it's so weird.
That's funny. Fucked.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I survived that experience.
Yeah.
It was rough. It was rough, and it stayed with me.
It's hard staying out with here. Me now.
So sorry gross. To just share that.
No.
Hey, thanks for spilling.
You should
just have that in your mind.
No, you should share it.
It's unnerving. But Carrie and Berger split up for a bit. He's like a big.
He's on a break. Also agree with Carrie in the fact that it's like, can we go upstairs and talk about it? Maybe he was
he fucks off
in his mind.
He's so classic avoidant. Classic avoidant.
Yeah, he couldn't possibly go. So I think his thinking is if he goes upstairs, he won't leave. Which is like, well, you can.
Yeah.
Also,
you already made that decision without.
Yeah, and it's. And so this, and Carrie doesn't know that they're about to go on a break.
No,
so Carrie doesn't know until they're in the back of the cab. And she says, like, are you going to do this? We're going to have this conversation while the meter's running.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great line as well.
Yeah.
It's so a classic true. Line. Yeah.
It's so bullshit.
But yeah. Because it's like, look, if you're saying to me right now that you need, we've just had an argument and you need some space to kind of gather your thoughts about the argument. By space, I mean like, you just don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you're like, we are going on a fucking break for who knows when and that's it, bye. Like not even having that conversation. That's completely unfair.
No. And I've indicated to you several times that I'm an insane person.
Yeah. Like,
it's wild. And then he...
Miranda has a great take on this though.
Yeah. What does she say?
So they meet up and Carrie's being like, oh, you know, like, just see, we had to, you went away, it's all bullshit, whatever. But like, we do have this thing that we do, like when we're fighting and things are going bad, where it's really sweet. Like he does this, like we do this Hollywood kiss thing where we like just do like this pretend to do a Hollywood kiss and it just makes me feel so much better and we laugh and like whatever. And Miranda's like, you already have a thing like that you do. Like things when are already things going are bad.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah. 100%.
And then you just see Carrie be like,
That always kind of, I feel like that's true. But what do you guys think is like a normal, like, I mean, I can't remember the last relationships when it was like, we have a, like, when is it a normal amount of time that you've been dating that you start to have like things or like bad things?
I think it's difficult for me, for instance, like I get over things really quickly. Like I will, my emotion, well, it depends. but I mean like I will feel my emotions immediately, kind of like talk about it, like need to talk about it immediately, like need to be like, da, 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 this is everything I'm feeling, like, la, la, la. And if people don't want to talk about it with me immediately, it freaks me the fuck out because I'm like, no, like I want to talk about it because I want to figure it out. Da, da, da.
Yeah,
it's not like
it's
just like a whatever. But then, or if I'm upset, then usually like about, like a few minutes later, as long as I've expressed myself and what I'm feeling, I feel better. And then I'm also like, but I want to know how they feel too or whatever. I want to know how you feel because maybe, and that's what I used to say to Alex too, like if I was like, this is everything I'm feeling because I would process it like quickly in my head to be like, blah, 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 and just like let it all out. And then he'd be like, okay. Like sometimes he'd just be like, yeah, okay, that's fair enough or whatever. And I was like, but I might be wrong. Like, oh, I might not be wrong, but how are you feeling with me saying that? Like, I want to know your opinions on it because you might show me a perspective where I'm like, oh no, I was being completely selfish, but this is just everything I'm feeling right now. Like I want to hear your thoughts because I don't just accept, like, don't just accept my take on what happened. Cause like,
I want to. But when did that start? Start feeling that tension in relationships?
No, that's just me in every day. We never had a thing to fix.
Is that what Miranda's saying? Like you should have, like you already have, like why is she being like you have a thing that you
because we talk through, like we would never, like we wouldn't have a thing, but I'm just saying like.
She's saying like it's weird to have a thing to talk
So yeah, what, I remember what I was going to say. So I was going to say, because I get over things quite quickly and because I'm able to talk through things and I'm happy to be relatively confrontational, whatever, we would never just skip over an issue.
Okay.
And we would never need to like pretend to.
So Miranda's not saying like, oh, you've only been dating 2 months and you already have a thing.
Oh, but also Alex and I didn't fight for like, I reckon we had our first fight, like proper fight, like 4 or 5 years in.
That's so
and not even a proper fight, a fight. Like it wasn't even like an argument. And like I've said before, but I feel like in our entire relationship, I think we fought like over 8 years about 20 times.
I think my problem is
not because we couldn't communicate, but just because we just didn't. Yeah.
I think my problem is I've always grown up with my parents fighting, but like not like fighting in like an ugly, they're going to like a divorce way, but it was just like always, it's just like always like that's how they expressive. Resolve stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I'm realizing is cooked when I go back home now. It's like, you guys just like talk to each other by like screaming at each other. And like, I feel like I just bring that in. Plus like baggage from old relationships. I feel like even in the last one, I feel like I just would be fighting like way early on, but I think that's like what I need to work on myself. But then it also doesn't feel natural to me just be like, namaste and like I'm calm and peaceful. It's like that's just like not who I am.
Because I something that I've been working on within myself is because I've always been taught to if you've hurt someone or whatever, like to apologize and to kind of move through that and to hear their opinion kind of thing. But then I've realized I've been doing that without actually, and then letting, like, even if I was still upset, it's that person's feelings are more important than mine or whatever, or like being like, oh, I need to, oh, I just need, like, now this person's upset, so I need to let go of all the anger or anything that all the injustice that I was feeling that I need to. And now it's about this person because I don't want them to be hurt or whatever. Yeah. And then recently I have been doing that and it's making fights worse. Like, but in a, not with my ex-partner, but like in friendships or whatever, where I've been like, no, I'm still angry. I don't give a fuck that you're crying. Like that kind of thing. Like,
I think it's important because I think those like micro things, because I'm like, why do I get, it's like, I feel like I'm my angriest when I feel like I haven't been heard previously because I just haven't understood what I'm saying and refuse to try to understand it.
Yeah.
So then it's like, that all just like builds up and builds up and then like fucking explode because you're like, I'm speaking into a void over here.
Yeah.
And whether it's true or not, whether I just feel like I'm being like, a victim even though when I'm not, but it's just like you just feel so like angry inside because you feel like you're not getting heard or understood.
Yeah, well, that's why also I feel like it's good to have a good fighting partner, or like not fighting, but like, because literally you don't have to fight. You can be annoyed and angry and frustrated, and if you're able to voice what those like feelings are, and that person doesn't get mad at you for having feelings.
Yeah.
It's actually so easy to talk through things because you can be like, I'm fucking mad that I felt like you were, you know, dismissive of me in that situation. Like that really made me feel disrespected. And if that person's like responding to you by being like, well, 3 years ago, or like, how dare you feel that way or whatever. Yeah. But if they're like, I can understand that, or like, whatever, I'm frustrated. Like, it's just, as long as you're like listening to each other, and it's actually okay. Building good habits
from the start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but also you don't have to build it from the start, but like if you're just like allowing, if you have trust enough in the relationship that you're both allowed to be pissed off with each other and actually voice off the reasons why. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that that person hates you or they're trying to attack you on a personal level. Yeah. It's like literally just something like you're both expressing your feelings and that's like allowed.
Yeah.
And then you can listen to each other.
Yeah.
Because it's not about winning. It's just about like understanding.
I feel like you can tell what like is a good fight or a good discussion and a bad one. Like, it's kind of like muscle pain in a way where you're like, when you're like, oh, I'm a bit sore because we went through all this stuff or we exposed stuff or we just had like a go, and then there's stuff where you're like,
I just had a cunty thing.
Or like, how did we even get into this? Why did we get into this?
Yeah.
And like, what, like, is there an outcome to this, or do we just need to like chill the fuck out? Like, you know, in terms of being like, what, like, and I think that's, if you're getting into nasty bickery fights, like ego fights, like Carrie and Berger in, and if you're 2 months in and you're getting into, because if that's you're fucked, in, if you're in ego fights and you've been in a relationship for like a long time, no, you can have that one. Go for it.
Share with me. Yeah, no, share with me because I've had three. Let me put this in.
We can all share. I'm not sick, don't worry.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Where it's like, it's because for some people will fight straight away. I think that like, it depends on the couple and the situation. I guess like when you start working the relationship into the routine is probably when things start getting, because I know you just sort of realize that someone is seeing your life as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, because you can live privately and do crazy shit and have a stupid schedule. And then somebody else is like a part of that. And they're like, this is insane.
Also, I feel like
are you trying to say that's me?
No.
just
in general. Yeah.
It changes.
But yeah, I think in particular with Carrie and Berger, it's like that was a, their fights are icky and
it's like saying stuff in that way where you're like,
you're trying to not hurt each other.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time when you're fighting, like I feel like it's not like if you're having a good fight. No, that's
give you some of this.
No, it's fine. I had another one before. Remember? I feel like most of the times when you're fighting, the intention should never be to hurt the other person.
No, 100%.
Like, and I feel like those intentions were to, like when Berger was like, nice hat. Like,
oh yeah,
that's funny.
He's fucking
that's like being,
it wasn't funny. Yeah.
Whereas when they were having the argument before, it was like about misunderstanding, miscommunicating, or like being like, you're I feel like you're not hearing what I'm saying. And then he's like, fuck you, like you're disgusting. You know what I mean?
Berger is so annoying. I feel he's annoying because I've definitely lashed out when I felt shit about myself. I think I've definitely brought baggage into places, and when I felt shit about myself, not regularly, not as bad as him, but I think I've said mean things before and I'm like, I just feel like a low piece of shit, and you're like, but not to like, I mean, I feel like there wasn't like provoked, but I feel like not out of nowhere. It wasn't just like completely out of like nowhere, like with his hat situation or whatever he, well, the scrunchie thing or whatever he was saying.
Oh, totally. Yeah. But you also like learn about yourself in fights too. It's not about like the outcome of that. It's also like, well, how has this changed how I approach? Yeah. Also, and I feel like Berger's not learning.
No.
Berger's trying to, he's getting,
he doesn't care about
no
doing a podcast about should, it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know Carrie.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give a fuck about it. He doesn't care. And he's annoyed that she's that she's becoming like he's learning too much about it. Like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, you're too much of a person. I know how much money you made. Like,
yeah, exactly. All that
kind of stuff. He's like, it's annoying him.
And like, just like fast forwarding when she's talking about when the guy brings out the coconut, which I am like, so what? What happens? Does he just hold these fruit in jury duty?
Yeah, it might be a comfort thing.
Yeah.
You know, more and more with like somatic kind of like healing or that kind of shit. I'm like
fuck it. See a lot of hold your coconut.
Yeah. I mean, coconuts are lovely it's to a nice hold. Texture. Yeah. And it's got some like shake inside, you know?
That's true. And you can eat a mango like that. You can like take off the top and suck
people
it.
People eat it like that. I think.
And that, they didn't even call it a mango. They called it something else.
Ooh, what was it?
No, they called it, it was not a they called it an avocado, or it was an avocado, and they called it a mango.
Oh.
Because I remember watching that and being like, that is not what that is.
Yeah.
I think I've been also learning from TikToks that will always fall into, it's like, because I feel like when I was in a relationship the last time I was like, I can't imagine like ever falling for someone who wasn't like head over heels for you. Cause I was like so primary school. Like I can't even imagine what that'd be like now, but I don't know that I've done that recently, but I feel like I can see that I'm trying to be like, learn from your mistakes and don't, it's just like everything changes as you're like single, like different things happen. But the TikTok videos that I've been watching as well are like, you'll always feel, you'll always just feel drawn to like doing what is familiar, and that'll always feel more exciting and like at home for you than doing something like random. Like for me, being like really calm and being like, okay, we just had that conversation. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and let's like being a normal adult about it seems like so like I just would never do that. But I'm trying to be like, maybe that's okay, because my whole pattern before has been to like lash out and be angry, and that feels good because it's like what I'm used to, but I can train myself to not do that.
Yeah, but also you don't have to be like a calm robot. No. Like, because I actually fucking hate it when we're because that it might even feel like pretend, like you're pretending.
No, not
like,
pretending, but you don't have to like, no, you don't have to be like,
no, of course like, not. Yeah. No, you can still, and also you could still be.
My go-to.
No, of course. And you can still have all that like energy and stuff, but just be like, I feel this way. You know what I mean? Just like changing language, even though that sounds so lame. Yes. Being like, I just feel like,
no,
yeah, but like, no. But in, yeah, but I, yeah, because if anything, I've had a few discussions again with a male friend of mine where then they've gone into a real calm voice while talking to me. And then I've been like, or like, even though they haven't done it on purpose, I was just trying to like, they were like generally like trying to do the best thing in a situation. Yeah. But I was like, stop doing that. But also I'm someone who doesn't like to be tricked. Like, I'm like, I know what you're doing. You can't, like, I feel like I could get hypnotized because
I relax
my body enough. Anyway, whatever. Point is, I think that's totally.
I think I wouldn't want to be, I think I'm just trying to say like, next time I'm in a relationship, I want to have better conflict resolution, I think.
Fuck yeah. Because I'm
like,
great.
I just don't. I think I don't want to be like, I love my parents and stuff, but like, I don't want a relationship where I'm just like screaming at my partner all the time to be heard. No. So it would be.
And you lose your voice.
They're two Scorpios, it's fucked. I feel like they're going through like a random good phase now where they're like being like, it will last for like 3 months where they're like being all cheeky and they're like, no, you suck. And they're like, no, you suck.
That's so cute. I feel like they both got like swept like side fringes that are like outside the canteen. Real,
like, anyway, like that. But. When it's like intense, it's intense. So
yeah. I mean, we all gotta learn.
I mean, and then Berger comes back.
Oh my god!
This is this episode.
Next step.
No, it's no, this it's one.
This episode.
Cliffhanger.
He
comes back with the carnations. That's the end of the episode when she swipes the vase.
We're jumping for. We've got one more episode to go.
No, we don't.
No,
the next episode is about that.
But this
happens.
No, you're fine. Out.
Can I just say, as the person who hasn't seen Sex and the City, I had no idea what the poster stuff was going to be. I had seen the poster. I'd seen a couple frames of the poster on a couple of things. I had no idea it was going to be Berger. I was so sure it was going to be Big or Carrie Too Big further down the line. Like I thought it was end of the series shit, the way that people talked about it. And it was still huge and great and really good writing. Yes. And I thought really interesting. But I had it as soon as that I saw that. So he comes back with the carnations, stays over. And then in the morning, Carrie wakes up.
It's a nice evening, right?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
They have sex?
I don't know.
We don't know. Yeah. He just comes in and they're like, and he goes,
they're like little virginals.
And he says, I want to work on this and I want to work on me. Oh my God. Here's a liar.
It's like, honestly, it's like worse than gaslighting because it's like the worst level of gaslighting.
100%. And then
someone at the altar.
She wakes up in the morning in her sheer nighty. Yeah. The windows are open. The wind is blowing through and she sees a little poster on her laptop saying, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Don't hate me.
I'm sorry, don't hate me.
Yeah,
I
can't. Don't hate me. And then she throws the vase away. She smashes it.
She smacks it.
And there are like there's water dripping down.
I was like,
and her face is like just immediately furious. Yeah. It's like fuck this.
Yeah. I was like laying in bed pretty fucking stoned. And I was like, oh, and I had to watch it. I watched it like that moment three times because I was like, what? Shit. Because
it goes silent. It's like you can just hear the New York.
Yeah.
Like straight. And it's just like silent.
Because it's just that frustration of just being like, are you fucking kidding me
right
you
now?
You duped me. And also,
the energy that she put in, like, to, like, because he already treated her horribly. Like, and then she was like allowing him to come back in and she was like allowing herself to get excited.
Why do you think it resonates so well with people? I feel like it's just like this for me, even watching these episodes again, I was like, even though I just forgot that it happened in this episode. It's just like iconic. It's just like iconic Sex in the City.
Well, I just feel like it's such a good example of men.
It's
like,
so familiar.
Yeah,
it's
being so familiar. Having a relationship with a man, just like that kind of.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on with me or whatever, in terms of just like the flip around to be like,
yes.
You know what I mean? And not in terms of. And it makes sense or whatever. Like, it's like, mine's not like that, but it's still just that thing of being like, oh, so not together forever? Like, you know what I mean? Like, even though whatever.
The blatant, it's just like, I can't, I'm sorry, don't hate me. It's like,
why couldn't he wait for Carrie to wake up?
Because he can't. Well,
because he's a fucking shithole. Like, honestly.
He's such a coward.
He's such a coward.
Do you know what he's going to do now? He's going to move to a small town in middle America and he's going to become a pedophile English teacher.
And shoot himself.
Like, honestly. That's what Berger's trajectory is. Or, which I suspect, he has fucking loads of money from his parents. Then he'll go move to England or some shit
like
that.
He'll become some bitter old. He'll be like, no one likes me.
He needs to be a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah, exactly.
With adoring fans.
Like students.
That's why he's funny and that's why he doesn't like when anyone disagrees with him.
Yeah. He doesn't like it when Carrie makes like better jokes than him or like when she gets any success.
Yeah.
It's
so annoying because I also just feel like it shows how generous women are.
I don't think he could also.
I hope they didn't have sex. The fact that he had to just like come and like stay over and then I'm sure they did because they're like doing makeup sex. That makes me so angry. I want to like tip over this freaking vodka.
Well, it's also just like he couldn't fathom as well. I think part, like, I don't know whether he thought about it this way, but it also feels like he just didn't give Carrie the dignity of her also thinking they probably shouldn't be together.
Yeah, because she could have said that. They could have had this conversation.
She could have been like, oh, you know what? Right.
Yeah, fair. Or been like, I've been feeling the same way too.
Yeah.
And it's also this idea of women, like especially like straight women in like those kind of relationships, all they want to do is be with that male partner. It's like they make themselves the main character in the relationship.
Yeah.
Or they make themselves like the oh God, I can't even confront her because obviously she'll go crazy.
She's going to be so crazy. She's going to be sitting and crying.
Because she wants to get married to me and she wants to have babies with me.
I feel like it's so infuriating and that's why it just like resonates so strongly.
Yes.
Like everyone I know has loved the post-it episode.
Well, that's why, everyone's talked about Berger. And Berger's only in four episodes or something?
Yeah.
Like, he's in episodes earlier on or something. Yeah. I don't know, but he's not in a lot. Like, it's not like a... He's not as big as Aiden and Big, you know what I mean?
No,
in terms of relationships, but like he everyone knows who Burger is.
Yeah, everyone's
and everybody knows a burger.
Yeah, everyone knows a burger. Everyone's fucked a burger. Yes. And
he's just a fucking coward.
He is.
Like, he's pathetic. I would just like, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I would just love Carrie to bump into his ex one day.
Oh my you God, know? They need to have a chat. Like, how she bumps into Aiden's ex.
And that's so sad as well. Carrie made herself so small in this relationship.
Yeah, that's what you feel like you betrayed. You get betrayed and you betrayed yourself.
Because like Aiden celebrated her wins.
Aiden wanted everything. Yeah. Aiden was like genuinely like, this is great. Yeah. Like, Aiden was like, I want, you do whatever you want. There were certain things where he had boundaries, like actual boundaries. Yeah. In terms of being like, I don't want my partner to smoke or whatever. Mm. Well, like, I don't want my partner to cheat on me with her ex. Like, you know.
Just little things like that.
Yeah, little things. But like, he was excited for her and he wanted her to. And he also gave her things. Like, he was like, I will buy the apartment next door or whatever.
Yeah, and make a life and, for us together.
Yes, and and I want to marry you.
Aiden was a real man.
Yeah, and be like, and I want you to have a co-ownership of, and she owns, doesn't she own her apartment?
He was fucking giving her a good deal, bitch. Like, honestly, you were going to like own an apartment. Like, fully. Understand?
Yeah, and like, he's actually offering something and wants to be in her life and talks to her friends and helped Miranda when Miranda fell over and hurt her back.
Oh my God, true. And then like, person. And even like Big to a certain degree, I guess he just doesn't really consider Carrie's work, but it's like their relationship is outside of work.
Yeah.
In a way as not. Well. Whereas
he
like
sets boundaries in terms of like, he doesn't really lie. He's just he just shows her exactly what, like
who he is.
He's just like, I don't really.
It's been so.
He doesn't really tell her that he's
we see Big in this episode. I gasped when we saw Chris Noth in the opening credits because we see him in California and I thought, this doesn't bode well.
No.
I thought, when we see, he's like a canary in a coal mine for Carrie. We fucking see that baby.
Things gonna go bad. Yeah.
I think we gotta rate this episode. We've been going for an hour and a half.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Eve. I loved it. It's got to be a 10 for me, just especially that ending.
I love it.
And I think the satisfaction of me just being like, hada? Like, what? I just genuinely didn't know. Because there's been a few things that have, I don't know, but this was like a big thing that I was pretty sure. I was like, I think that's the season finale. I think that Big does this to her.
Yeah.
And to be so wrong on that was so fun. I loved that. So I loved it.
Yes. Shout out to Aubrey Plaza's dress.
Exactly.
So iconic. Yeah. So good.
I was like, so excited to find out, to get the reference for that.
Yeah. I give it a like 10.5.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, I changed it. I give it 11 because my favorite number.
Oh, so yeah. I give it like a 9.5 or a 10. Yeah. Like, perfect. I just, because I love the next episode.
So, oh my God, I also love that one.
Yeah, so good.
Okay, can't wait.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.